Carolyn Offentalberg for business.com. And with me is Brandon Visser. Brandon is a South African who lives in London who has done something incredibly brave. He jumped into the Thames River at London Bridge to save a woman's life. Brandon, take us back to that day at the Thames.
Yeah, I was on the training run. I was hoping to do a marathon in 2021. So I was running a new route along the Thames, heading sort of towards Tower Bridge and across and over London Bridge. And while I was sort of approaching London Bridge, there was a crowd of people looking into the water, and a guy pulled me over and essentially, you know, showed me that there was a girl drowning in the river and asked if I could do anything to help. So yeah, I looked over and I saw a girl clearly struggling to swim. And there were two guys trying to throw a life belt towards her, but it was getting knotted up. And regardless, it seemed like if it reached her, she wouldn't be able to grab onto it because you could see she couldn't really swim. And she was actually, to me, it looked like, you know, she would drown at any point. So I, being a strong swimmer and playing water polo through school and university, I figured I have a pretty good chance of getting to her. The water looked manageable, although quite turbulent, and from the boats passing. So I jumped in, took my shoes off, jumped in, and unfortunately it was really shallow, the water. There was about a 10-meter jump into approximately one or two meter deep water. So I hit the bottom of the river and I pretty badly broke my foot and tore a number of ligaments in my knee. But luckily, I was able to swim to her still and find her. She was sort of submerged in underwater when I got to her. And I pulled her out and managed to swim her to shore. And hospital boat picked us up, took us to hospital. And luckily, both of us survived.
Have you heard from her?
No, I have no idea who she is. The only interaction I had with her was in the water. But she was quite unstable. She was pretty frantic. I don't really know what the situation is with her. The nurse at the hospital said she, you know, was going through some things and struggling. So I wasn't really expecting to hear from her, and I don't expect to hear from her. It's just, you know, for me, I'm happy that, you know, someone's life was saved as like a second chance at life. So that's probably the best part of it all.
Brandon, what made you jump? What made you think that life is more important right now than mine? I might injure myself, but I'm still going to jump. What makes a hero?
Yeah, I guess you never really know what you're going to do in a situation like that. You know, if I think about it now, I wouldn't think I would naturally just jump in. But seeing someone drowning, and for me, I felt quite desperate. It was like a desperate situation. And I was looking at her and I thought, you know, if I watch her drown in front of me, I'm going to have this guilt of seeing someone die in front of me, where I definitely feel like I was capable of saving her. Although it was, you know, it was a scary jump, and, you know, the Thames is quite treacherous, but I didn't want to watch someone drown. So I think that those instincts, like survival instincts, just took over in the moment. And I also, you know, bet on my chances that I was capable. So I wasn't expecting it to be so shallow. So that obviously took me, you know, by surprise. I thought I would jump in and swim to her. And I thought, in terms of where she was in the river, she wasn't in the middle of the river. She was actually kind of close to the side. So I think she jumped off London Bridge and I jumped from the side, not off the bridge itself, but the side is pretty high as well, depending on what the tide is like. And I figured I could swim to her. So yeah, I went for it, and I think it was the right call. You know, I'm not dead. She's not dead. So
you talked about the Thames being treacherous, but when you walk over one of their bridges over the Thames, it looks pretty calm. Is that not the right perception?
So I think it depends on tide and, you know, if there's boats passing. But what everybody sort of, what the police, you know, afterwards speaking to me, they were telling me that there's quite a big undercurrent in the Thames, that you look at it and you think, oh, it's pretty, you know, calm water, but there's a big undercurrent that pulls you under, which, you know, I was sort of experiencing, but luckily not to the extent that it completely, you know, sucked me away. But you do feel this current pulling you under, and that makes it quite hard to swim. And I also knew about it being a bit treacherous because there was a guy who jumped in maybe a month before, a few weeks before, also to save a girl from drowning, also at London Bridge, and he drowned. Apparently the current pulled him under and a second guy jumped in and was able to save this girl. So yeah, I knew all of that. You know, it was going through my head at the time, but I understood it that he was sort of in the middle of the river and this girl was close to the side. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to be pulled under if I jump from the side. And luckily I wasn't.
Sure. And do you have any idea why the woman jumped?
No. I mean, I haven't spoken to her, so I have no idea. But I think, yeah, well, naturally she was, you know, suicidal, unfortunately. And yeah, hopefully, you know, she's sort of taken the second chance and turned things around.
Brandon, you said you were a strong swimmer. What is your background? I know you're from the University of Stellenbosch.
I went to school to Emporis Gymnasium, where I played water polo. I was very, you know, I was quite competitive in water polo, and through university I played as well. And living, you know, in Stellenbosch and then in Cape Town, you spend a lot of time in the ocean. So yeah, I would say I've been a water baby my whole life. I also had a little bit of experience in life saving. I just, you know, for fun, I knew and learned how to life save in the water. So I knew what to do when, you know, you see someone drowning and what to expect. And, you know, one of the expectations is that once you reach someone who's drowning, they're going to climb on top of you and sort of fight you, use you as a, you know, floating device, and you need to be prepared for that. So naturally she did do that. My leg was pretty badly injured, so that was actually quite a hard, you know, I was underwater quite a lot, and it was hard to fight her off and try and swim or keep us afloat. But I was able to put her in like a headlock and calm her down. And luckily when she realized I was saving her, she just completely relaxed and let me put her on my chest and float, swim her to shore.
How long did it take you to recuperate?
Yeah, so it was quite a long injury because it was my knee and my foot. So I wasn't able to do any rehab on my knee until my foot was able to bear some weight. You know, I was on crutches for about 4 months, you know, learned to walk after that and slowly started to run earlier this year. So it's been a full year of recovery, but I feel like I'm nearly there now.
Are you ready for another marathon?
The goal was for me to do a half marathon on the year anniversary of my injury. So I did that on this past Sunday. I did a half marathon, the first half marathon since my injury. And that was sort of my motivation to, you know, do my rehab, go to gym, get my legs strong, just to run that route. And I finished the route that I was aiming to run that day. So I ran past London Bridge again and took a selfie at the spot I jumped and continued. And luckily there was nothing going on in the water this day.
What is it about South Africans? Because there's another South African, Darren Frost, of course you know about him, who fought off the London Bridge terror attacker with a narwhal tusk. And he hasn't done a lot of interviews afterwards because he's still traumatized by the event. But is there something distinctly about South Africans that they have this Euro instinct? What do you think? You know, what makes guys like you rise to the moment?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe we have a point to prove here in the UK. I don't know. Like, I think we get bad rep sometimes. But no, I'm not sure. I think we just, you know, if you're able to help someone or, you know, fend someone off like Darren did, and in my case, save someone's life, I think, you know, there's this instinct that takes over, and some people will do it, some people won't. You know, I'm definitely glad to be South African and, you know, represent South Africa in a positive light here in the UK. So,
and you've been rewarded by the UK for what you've done.
Yeah, there was it's a society, the Royal Humane Society, that recognizes bravery in the act of saving someone's life. So if you put your life at risk or in extreme danger and you attempting to, or, you know, manage to save someone's life, they review these cases, they look at the police reports and, you know, ambulance reports, etc. And they, you know, if they feel that you've done something extraordinary, then they give you a medal In my case, I was awarded a bronze medal, and the event was in May, where Princess Alexandra, the Queen's first cousin, she's there to sort of listen to your story and hand you an award. I have a picture with her. She chats to you a little bit, and yeah, it was a great experience. It was good to be recognized, I guess, and also just to be surrounded by people who have, you know, done, you know, saved people's lives, you know, been really selfless in helping others. So it's, yeah, it was a special event.
So what is your day job? Why did you come over to London?
I've worked in technology and specifically in finance. So I work for Capitec Bank in South Africa, in analytics. And then I joined a fintech in the UK, where I was sort of traveling between London and to Cape Town on a monthly basis. I've luckily got an Irish passport, which made it easy for me to sort of move out of it. But yeah, so I moved over in 2019. So working in technology, financial technology. And yeah, I've been here since. I'm not saying I'm 100% committed to, you know, staying here forever or whether I'll be back in South Africa, but for the time being, that's where I am.
Do you find that when things like this happen, people take out their phones and film it instead of actually helping?
Yeah, for me, that was one of the worst parts of the experience, was seeing how many people were there. It's London Bridge, you know, in the middle of the day, it was 12 o'clock. So there's a lot of people around. And I just remember being in the water and looking up and feeling quite desperate. I was really injured. I was looking for a girl who was drowning. It was a very desperate situation, and looking up, seeing if someone's going to help in any way. And there was just a crowd of people foaming, you know, and it made me a little bit angry in the moment. I don't know. I wanted to express my anger, but I guess I was sort of trying to survive as well. So, you know, I couldn't focus on that too much. But yeah, it's a bit disappointing seeing that, you know, people kind of focused on what their Instagram stories are like, or, you know, what footage they can get. So yeah, definitely was disappointed by that. But yeah, it's what it is, I guess. It's the way we are.